All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I'm going to start off in the Southeastern Conference as you have the 22nd ranked Texas A&M Aggies making the trek to Tuscaloosa to take on the top ranked team in the land. And I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, this is the first road test for Texas A&M under head coach Jimbo Fisher. Their first three contests have been at home, and we have seen this A&M team make some strides so far under Fisher. Quarterback Kellen Mond has thrown 6 touchdowns this season to 0 interceptions, while running back Travion Williams is running with the same explosiveness and elusiveness that we saw from him as a freshman 2 years ago. The big question for Texas A&M, will their defense be able to slow down Tua? And we've seen what this young man can do at quarterback for Alabama, and he has so much poise, so much accuracy when he throws a football, and on top of that, he has the arm strength to deliver. And you know, this Bama defense, they're beginning to get it going. Linebacker Christian Miller already has 2.5 sacks. And there is one thing about Nick Saban as he is leading this Alabama squad. They know how to step up for big games. This is a big game. A&M is attempting to close that gap on Alabama and the SEC West, and they will be game. But I'm going to take the Tide at home by the score of 37-24. Now, the Big 12 opener for both of these teams is a 17th-ranked Horned Frogs from TCU make the trek to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. TCU is looking to bounce back after their tough loss at AT&T Stadium last Saturday versus the Ohio State Buckeyes. Quarterback Sean Robinson is going to have a big impact for the Horned Frogs on the road in this contest, while their defense can get after people as they already have 8 sacks on the season. But quarterback Sam Ellinger is really getting it going for Texas, and he's going to look for his big-time target in wide receiver Little Jordan Humphrey. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth, nip-and-tuck affair, but I think TCU finds a way to bounce back. Thus, we're going to take the Horned Frogs on the road by the score of 34-30. Now, Saturday night in Eugene is always a special place, and that will be the atmosphere once again, as you're going to have the 7th-ranked Stanford Cardinal making the trek up north to take on the 20th-ranked Ducks of Oregon. Now, Stanford is moseying right along with the combination of quarterback KJ Costello, who was very calm, cool, and collected in that pocket for head coach David Shaw, and of course, Bryce Love. And Stanford really needs to get Love going as teams are attempting to take him away from Stanford's offensive game plan and make Costello beat them. But if Costello has to throw the football, you look at wide receiver J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who has had a big-time impact so far for Stanford. And if the Cardinals are going to get it going through the air in this contest, Arcega-Whiteside could be a premier player for them once again. Defensively, the Cardinals are getting it going as they already have 9 team sacks and 4 interceptions, and they're going to look to put some pressure on Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert. But I tell you what, Oregon's defense can come after you as well, as they already have 11 sacks of their own. Now, the biggest difference in this contest, Stanford has already been tested. They had San Diego State at home. They had USC at home. This is Oregon's real first test of the season. Thus, I'm going to take Stanford on the road by the score of 31-21. And finally, Saturday night in Iowa City is always tough on opponents, and I think this is going to be a Katie by the door, as you're going to have the 18th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers traveling to Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes. Now, Wisconsin is looking to bounce back after they were upset at home last week, courtesy of the BYU Cougars. Alex Hornibrook has been solid, and teams have finally found a way to somewhat slow down Jonathan Taylor. And you look at this Iowa defense, plain and simple, they are nasty. This is going to be a paint swapping type affair, as Iowa already has 12 team sacks on the season. So they're going to try to collapse that pocket and come after Hornibrook. And they're also going to try to neutralize Taylor. Now, quarterback Nathan Stanley for Iowa, he is one of those prototypical game managers under head coach Kurt Ferentz. And he has no problem, you know, staying within their game plan, giving the football to running back Torin Young. And you know what? If it's not there, throw it out of bounds and punt and play field position. I think this is going to be a tight game throughout. Probably won't be decided until the last 3 or 2 minutes of this game. But I'm going to take Wisconsin on the road by the score of 23-20. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.